Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Lights Out. For some reason, Martin's mom seems to be losing her mind, but when he sees something in the dark, he knows a whole lot more is going on. He'll need the help of his sister and her boyfriend to somehow figure out what's going on and stop the bad thing before it kills them.
Your brother fell asleep in homeroom this morning for the third time in the past week.
I'm sleeping with the lights on. Every time I turn them off, there's this woman. She doesn't like the light.
Stay in the light!
Everyone is afraid of the dark.
Well, just when I think I've gotten old enough and brave enough to forget, sure enough, I now have no doubt why I'm completely scared of the dark. It's where the horrible stuff lives and waits for you to fall asleep or ignore those strange noises or pretend you don't know you're being watched or, heaven forbid, turn off the lights. As you know, I'm not normally a fan of these kind of movies. Come on, corporate America's nightmarish enough. Who needs more bad than that? But there is something about this movie. It captures you, sucks you, and in every sound you hear completely freaks you out. But geez, everyone knows by now you never ever for any reason go down into the pitch dark basement. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Lights Out is a yellow light. And now into a completely different kind of movie, it's Ice Age Collision Course. Just when everything is going fine, life is full of promise and all seems perfectly normal, a giant enormous meteor is on its way to collide with the Earth and annihilate every living thing. So, everyone joins together with ingenuity, friendship, and a little luck. They together go on an enormous journey to save the world.
Meteor shower?
The mother of all asteroids screaming towards us, but I've got a plan. Who's with me?
All I wanted is true love. Everybody has somebody.
This is the guy who's gonna save us.
Could you help me, please? My nose is dangerously close to my butt.
So even with the likes of Dory's octopus friend Hank and that lovable little dinosaur that could, I still cannot get enough of Scrat. Love him. With a close second being Sid, of course. And both of them are in this movie. How great is that? Scrat is looking for acorns and Sid is looking for love, and everyone goes on amazing journeys of persistence, adventure, and trials and tribulations, which means lots of action, emotional ups and downs, and tons of cuteness. Oh sure, none of it is even remotely possible or even plausible, but I chose to believe, let myself get lost in it, and just enjoy. Because now more than ever, we all desperately need some fun, happy, cute, and good. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Ice Age Collision Course is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.